They're talking when maybe they should be listening. Doctors in a study published in this month's American Journal of Public Health talked more during office exams to black patients than to white patients, significantly more. And what that means, according to the study's authors, is that talking rather than listening by doctors may be a factor in why minorities tend to receive lower quality health care than whites, even when both groups have similar health insurance and incomes. Dr. Rachel Johnson is a pediatric resident at Johns Hopkins University and the first author of the study. Dr. Johnson, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Cox.
Briefly, give me the basics of how this study was done and why.
Sure. This study was done by audiotaping office visits between patients and about 458 patients and 61 primary care providers, internists, and family medicine doctors in the Baltimore, Washington, and Virginia area. In 1998 and then again in 2002. And we looked at the content of the conversations and analyzed it to see if there were differences in the way conversations took place for African-American and white patients with their physicians. And the impetus for the study, or the reason for the study, is that there's been a lot of discussion about health disparities between African-American and other minority populations and white populations in the United States. And while some parts of those disparities are attributed to differences in access to health care, insurance, appropriateness of services, and even maybe cultural differences or patient preferences, it's also known that communication is an important indicator of health care quality, and many people think that even when patients have access to similar types of services and have similar types of insurance, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that they're still not getting the same quality care. So we wanted to look at communication as an indicator of quality and whether or not we could find differences in communication for patients who were otherwise reasonably similar despite different racial backgrounds.
Now, did you say that these were tape-recorded visits? And if they were, what specifically were the changes that you observed, the differences that you observed?
So, yes, these were tape-recorded visits of, and all of the participants, you know, agreed to participate in advance and were told their rights as participants in the study, and all of the physicians also volunteered. And basically what we did was we used a well-established mechanism for analyzing the type of communication that takes place during medical visits, including the content. And we looked at how much doctors talked versus how much their patients talked, and we also looked at the type of conversation that took place. In addition, we used a few measures to kind of look at the overall emotional tone or affect expressed by the doctors and the patients. And what we found were several things. First of all, with respect to how much doctors and patients talked in general, and I don't think most people who've been patients would be too surprised by this, for both African-American and white patients, the doctors talked quite a bit more than the patients. But what we found that was very interesting was that doctors talked an average of 73% more than their African-American patients and only 50% more than white patients, which was a significant difference.
Why is that significant?
Well, when we did our statistical analyses, we determined that that was a difference that you wouldn't expect to see just by chance with the sample size that we had. But we think it's significant because verbal dominance, which is what we call this measure of communication, is associated with patient-centeredness or the degree to which patients are involved in communications with their doctors. And other studies have shown that the degree to which patients are involved in conversations in their medical visits can be associated with better recall of medical information, better satisfaction with care, better adherence with treatment, and better health outcomes in the future. And the fact that doctors seem to disproportionately talk more than African Americans as compared to white patients says to us that perhaps the quality of the communication taking place in medical visits is not as high for African American patients.
We're running out of time, but I want to ask you, what is the correct ratio, would you say, in the doctor's office in terms of listening versus talking to the doctor?
I don't think that a correct ratio per se has been established, but I guess one would would think that a more balanced communication between doctors and patients could potentially be preferred. That's not to say that the doctor and patient should talk exactly the same amount. I think it's more that we see this this difference, and it also seems to be that the African American patients are not having as positive of an emotional tone in their communications with physicians, and vice versa. And these combination of things to suggest to us that perhaps doctors are talking a bit too much when they're speaking with African American patients, and maybe not listening as much or engaging those patients as much as they could, which might be a more effective way and a more beneficial way to interact with them in terms of improving health, improving satisfaction, and improving treatment adherence.
Dr. Rachel Johnson, thank you very much. Dr. Rachel Johnson is co-author of the study just out in the American Journal of Public Health. She is a pediatric resident at Johns Hopkins. Again, Dr. Johnson, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Cox.